Aline just wrote to us to let us know that she had a pet newt or salamander named Sammy. Sammy the salamander, who would eat flies from her hand. I've never known anybody with a pet salamander, nor a pet spider. If you were wondering about the iguana I mentioned before, Ricky verified that iguanas can regenerate their tails if they happen to come off. Good morning to Shirley. Nice to have you with us. Shirley had a guess who guess from earlier in the hour that I missed of LeVar Burton. There's all the interesting birds you can have too. Pudge texted us and suggested we play this song as we think about exotic animals. Elizabeth Street is the artist.
I've got a dog. My dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard anything as crazy as that. But not only that, I've got a cat. My cat's name is Dog. Like my dog's name's Cat. I bet you think that's pretty absurd. Till you hear about my fish bird. Listen to me and you'll hear this. I've got a bird and I call him Fish. I've got a dog. My dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard anything as crazy as that. Not only that, I've got a cat. My cat's name is like my dog's name's Cat. With my bird and my fish, my dog and my cat, people all stare. Tip my hat. Strangers can be when we walk in the park, but it's stranger still when the cat starts to bark. I've got a dog. My dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard a thing half as crazy as that. Not only that, I've got a cat. My cat's name is Dog. Like my dog's name's Cat. My cat's name is Dog. Like my dog's name's Cat.
There you have that request for Pudge, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. Slim Forsythe is going to be joining us in our 11 o'clock hour. Tad Whistle is here too this morning. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Give it up. These are years you've been living with it, and it's you up every which way. Secret keepers are lost and found. Spare a little kindness when you meet someone. You never really know what they're carrying around. Every day's a battle that's never won. It's not safe to keep it hidden, and it's not safe to let it out. You just learn to do its bidding as it blows you up from the inside out. Secret keepers are lost and found. Spare a little kindness when you meet someone. You never really know what they're carrying around. Is it a live grenade or a loaded gun? Out of sight, out of questions, with your truest friend depression, whispering me to truth. We're all the same, looking for some kindness when we meet someone. We get years of practice, camouflage and shame, but the armor we're wearing weighs a ton. Secret keepers are lost and found. Spare a little kindness when you meet someone. You never really know what they're carrying around.
Mary Chapin Carpenter at the Saturday Light Brigade. Over the past several weeks, we have had young musicians from the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras joining us on the radio. There's a reason that we were doing that. They were here preparing a concert. Their rehearsal space was in Museum Lab right across the way in the building next door. And as the kids were rehearsing as part of the symphonette, we invited a few to come and join us on the radio. Both last week and the week prior to that, to talk a little bit about their instruments and their playing. And all of it culminated in a concert that took place at 3 p.m. last Saturday. Roughly 45 young musicians playing together. We didn't want you to miss that concert, so we recorded it, and we're going to present it to you shortly. You'll have a chance to hear some selections from Handel, as well as a more contemporary piece. They sounded great. They were right upstairs and outside from our studio, between Buell Community Park and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And you'll have a chance to hear them coming up in just a few moments. I think you'll really enjoy hearing them. It's miraculous. They'll talk about this once they play, but the reason I say that is this was essentially their fourth rehearsal as a group together. the concert the Symphonette gave was in essence a demonstration of what they've done after only four times playing together. That's coming up in just a moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade as we begin our Youth Express Hour.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Hello to Susie, who writes from one of my favorite places, Alexandria, Virginia. Susie, it's so nice to hear from you. And she asked about the song Little Potato. And Susie, we would be happy to play that for you. It's going to be about 20 minutes until we can, though. I hope you can wait a little bit. And she mentions Susie is one of the librarians that was on the radio with us way back in 2008. Susie, I'm so glad to hear from you. Thank you for your message. We'll have that song coming up right after our concert broadcast featuring the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra's Symphonette. Well, we are outside of the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh now, between the museum and Buell Community Park, and you're about to hear the Symphonette of the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras. And before they play, I want to get a sense of if anybody would like to give a shout out. If you would like to give your name, where you go to school, and your age, let me know, and I'll come over to you.
I'm Eve. I'm 12, and I go to the Jefferson Middle School.
Excellent. Thanks, Eve. Who else would like to say hello? I see a few folks over here. Don't let me miss you.
I'm Zing. I'm 14, and I go to Dorseyville Middle School.
I'm Dylan. I'm 12, and I go to Marshall Middle School.
Hi, I'm Snigda. I'm 14, and I go to North Allegheny.
Hi, I'm Lily Haberman again, and I'm 11, and I go to Hampton Middle School.
Hey, did I miss anybody over here on this side that wanted to say hello? Let me know. Okay, and I'm going to go to the cellos. Anybody want to say hello? Shout out. Hello.
Hi, my name is Aaron. I go to Bush Middle School, and I'm 11.
Hi, I'm Anya. I'm 13, and I go to Fort Couch Middle School.
I'm going to be very efficient and work my way up.
I'm Alex. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Ingemar Middle School.
And is there any, I see you, I don't want to leave anybody out.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm 12 years old, and I go to Ingemar Middle School.
I'm Kristen. I'm 13, and I go to Chaseside Academy Middle School.
And did I miss, you've got your bow up.
Hi, I'm Carter. I'm 13 years old, and I go to Baldwin Middle School.
And is that a bow up?
Hi, I'm Paxton. I'm 12, and I go to AG South Middle School, way down in Smithfield.
Say that part again.
Way down in Smithfield.
And did I miss anybody on this side over? Anybody? Okay, we'll go over to the second side in between the two pieces. So, and we'll also pick up anybody we missed here. Now I'm going to go to our conductor for today, ask you to introduce yourself and tell us the first piece you're about to play.
Absolutely. My name is Pierce Cook, and this is my first year having the pleasure of conducting the Symphonette here for TRIPO. And the first piece we're going to play, it's a multi-movement work, and we're going to be playing some of the movements of Handel's Water Music in F major.
Well, it's my pleasure, live for radio broadcast now, the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, the Symphonette, about to perform for you. Here they come.
Thank you.
just imagine the first time this was performed, it was also on water. So I wonder if they were reading notation or if it was memorized. Actually, don't know the answer to that. Does anybody know? I wonder. Because they were on a barge, so it could not have been better conditions than this. At least a little worse.
It was dark.
It wasn't sunny, it wasn't pretty, it was water and misty and interesting, huh?
Thank you.
Well, didn't they sound absolutely great? We're going to say hello to anybody else who would like to say hello on our radio broadcast. Please put your hand up so I can see you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Charlotte. I'm in the Mount Lebanon School District, and I play violin.
And how old are you?
Oh, and I'm 12.
Great. Nice to meet you. I saw your hand.
I'm Anna. I'm 14, and I attend Fox Chapel High School.
And anybody else want to say hello? Oh, am I missing somebody up here? Hello. No? Don't let me pass you by. Hi.
Hello, my name's Abril. I'm 15, and I go to Shadyside Academy.
My name is James. I'm 13, and I go to the Environmental Charter School.
Nice to meet you as we broadcast from the plaza in between Buell Community Park and the Children's Museum. Anybody else want to say hello for our radio audience today? Did I catch everybody? You sure? Okay, I'm going to go back and speak briefly with Lindsay Nova and with Pierce Cook. Lindsay, this is amazing. It's a chance for people to play together for the first time in a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting to hear these young musicians play. They sound so wonderful. I know they can't hear me saying this yet, but they will once they listen to the broadcast. So, and to the parents who are standing here listening as well, who will listen to this another point, we're just so grateful for all their support. It's just, it's nothing short of really touching to hear the music live, and especially with the sun coming out, so.
I'm going to prove to you that the parents and caregivers and family members can hear you. Don't they sound great? And Pierce Cook, indeed, they do, and you've got one more selection to play. But before you do, how can people get involved with TRIPO if they wish?
Well, I feel like that's a wonderful question for our headmaster, Mrs. Nova, but certainly, I'm going to turn that over to Mrs. Nova.
We'll go back, a little delegation.
Sure. We love meeting new kids. We've got programs open right now, and interested families can go to www.tripo.org. That's T as in Tom, R-Y, P as in Peter, O.org. And I never, ever say that acronym ever. So we have some classes enrolling right now in Triposphere, and there's opportunities still in some of the large ensembles. So we'd love to meet you if you want to come and join these awesome kiddos.
Excellent. This is just a beautiful group. Everybody, I can tell, gets along well. Am I allowed to say they were sort of playing football?
A bit of a lot of things. Yeah, we had some football going. We had some this or that. We had a scavenger hunt. They were having a good time, for sure.
Absolutely. And I should have told you, as you listen, that there are roughly 43, 44 musicians playing right now, and they sound just great. So thank you for being with us for the radio program today. Thanks to the parents and folks who brought your kids here today. How will you close up?
We're going to close with a little fiddle tune called Red Pepper.
Here again, the Symphonette of Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra.
Thank you.
Well, there they are. The Symphonette from TRIPO. You can learn more about their work at tripo.org. Didn't they sound great? That was live recorded right in front of Buell Community Park here in Allegheny Square, outside of the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Chad Green did a great job on recording and mixing that. Thanks again to TRIPO, the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, and tripo.org is how you can get additional information on them. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, they dug you up, you come from underground. The world is big, so big, it's very big. To you, it's new. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, dug you up, you come from underground. And things to eat like apples and cheese and bananas and cream, jellies and butter. It's late at night. I hope this little bottle helps you go to sleep. They must have grown you wild to make a grown man a child. I'll go and play in the mud to be with you, my spud. Potato, when you came out looking red as a beet, you had wrinkles on the bottoms of your feet. Oh, oh, now you are so sweet, potato. You're my sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. Dug you up. You come from underground. You smile. A smile, a little smile. The world is small, so small, it's very small. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, they dug you up, you come from under.
There is a song for Susie, formerly of Highland Park, if my memory is correct, and now in Alexandria. Susie, thank you for writing to us this morning and requesting that song. I'm so happy to let you know that Slim Forsythe is going to be joining us just after 11 o'clock today. He and Gene Gelblum are warming up in the next room. Guitar and fiddle and personality plus. Slim is not out performing a whole lot these days by his own choice. And he'll join us, and you'll be able to catch up with him, us too. That'll be coming up in our next hour.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Have a car, boat, or motorcycle that you no longer need? It's SLB Carathon time. We did this last year in October, and it was a lot of fun. And this year, we've already had a successful month, but we would love to see a couple more cars come in. If you or somebody you know of has a vehicle they no longer need, I know a lot of nonprofits do this, a lot of other nonprofits. You might not be aware that we do it. We make it easy to donate a car to us, slbradio.careasy.org or 855-500-7433 is how you go about it. Our partners arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the U.S. They also handle all of the paperwork. Then the proceeds from their sale of the vehicle, two things happen. They credit you with a donation to SLB in that amount, and they also send us a check in that amount. It's a great win-win for you, for us, and for the car that has a useful life in the hands of somebody else. It's a great way to get your old car to a new home while supporting SLB. For details, slbradio.careasy.org or 855-500-7433. Now, I've got a little inside information for you. I'm glad you're tuned in right now. We have a podcast series. It's called Remaking Tomorrow, and it's hosted by Greg Baer and Ryan Rizdeski, who are authors of the book When You Wonder, You're Learning. Now, they host this series. It's a great series that's produced here in our studios. And during this past summer, we had a youth takeover of the series where a number of episodes were created where youth hosted the program. I thought you might enjoy hearing one of those youth takeover episodes. So we're going to share one with you now. They're going to talk a lot about virtual learning and in-person learning. Some of it in response to their experiences during the pandemic, but beyond that as well. They really don't need me to add any context. They'll provide that all themselves. But I did want to explain to you that you're going to hear a podcast episode from the Remaking Tomorrow series. You can hear all of the episodes. The program is back in production with new weekly episodes. Look for it wherever you look for podcasts. Remaking Tomorrow is the name of the series. And here now is the youth takeover episode that I just described.
You're listening to a youth takeover edition of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast, where teens host the program and welcome peer guests.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of learning. I'm Sean, and I'm here with Jules.
This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change.
On today's episode, we'll be talking with two youth guests about our experiences with virtual learning spaces and how we think they may change what education looks like in the future. To start, let's meet our guests.
I'm Morgan. I am a freshman at Oakland Catholic High School, and I live in Penn Hills.
I'm Lance. I'm a senior at Fox Chapel Area High School, and I live in O'Hara Township.
It's great to have you all here today. Now, we've all had some experience with virtual learning through the past couple of school years. Did anyone have an experience prior to the pandemic with virtual online learning?
I have not. The pandemic was definitely the first experience like that I've ever had.
Yeah, same here. I haven't done anything prior to that.
So thinking back through your virtual learning experience during the pandemic, was it easy to make the transition or was it difficult for you guys?
The first couple of weeks, it was like, wow, this is such a nice break, like an extra spring break in there. But soon after that, it became a little bit like, okay, this is like a fun little stint, but I'm ready to go back now a little bit. It sort of made me appreciate in-person learning more than I had in the past. I think it was certainly difficult. It was just something to get used to, being on camera and interacting with our teachers and classmates through a computer screen versus face-to-face, because it really does make a difference, I think, in a lot of ways in terms of picking up social cues from each other, being able to be attentive. You know, it's really easy when you're on a Zoom call or Google Meet to just shut your camera off, mute yourself, and zone out if you really have that desire. But I think our generation has been pretty attuned to how technology can be used for this sort of thing. So I don't think it was that much of a shock to my system.
As far as academics goes, it was a lot harder in March than it was in November because you had just gotten used to not really being out as much, not really seeing as many people at one time. So it was a little difficult to adjust to using a computer, typing really fast while the teacher was speaking. I always prefer working independently as to doing a bunch of group work. I guess the entire social aspect of school was kind of stripped away, which was difficult to deal with at the beginning of the pandemic. But I never really got the full experience with doing online learning for a long time because of how my school handled the pandemic. I was really in person from December 2020 and on. So I didn't do a lot of virtual learning, but for most of it that I did, it wasn't super difficult.
I personally loved online school. I also did like making my own lunches and eating pizza rolls every single day for a solid 3 weeks, which is definitely an unhealthy choice. But I think having the freedom of doing online school was really beneficial. But I also got to do a lot of extracurriculars and have a lot of great opportunities during my sophomore year, which was the year that we were fully online. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise for me doing online school because I had so much free time.
It was pretty easy to make the transition because I was pretty excited to be able to learn in a different environment, honestly. A lot of the time that opened up, since I didn't have to travel to school anymore, I had a lot more free time and I was able to focus more on running, which I enjoyed because that's something I really like to do. I thought the most difficult part, though, was in the beginning, my computer was really slow. I was using a school Chromebook, and it lagged a lot. But once I actually got a laptop, it became really efficient, and it was a really great experience. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of virtual learning?
For in-person, obviously, there isn't as much leeway in terms of what we're able to do outside of the classroom, especially for teenagers who have a lot going on, the amount of sleep that you need. And, you know, when it comes to just basic things like exercising and taking care of yourself, the leeway that online learning offered a lot of people was really beneficial. And that's something that you won't necessarily see to that full extent in-person traditional learning.
I do agree that the leeway could have been an advantage, but personally, and for a few of my friends, the leeway kind of messed us up because it was very structured. We would have 8 periods a day and then we go do some sort of activity and then we come home, go to sleep and wake up the next day and do it all again. Having all that freedom, especially having that whole day to myself where I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing or people around me were just getting sick, it was really stressful and it did affect my mental health and it kind of just turned into sleeping all day or just not sleeping at all.
Yeah, I agree. My mom, she jokes with me that I've slept for a year and a half, that I've just been sitting in bed for a year and a half, not really doing anything. And I hate to admit that she's right. This year and a half, I felt very, very unproductive and I felt like I wasn't doing anything at all. I did keep myself active, which was good. I felt mentally, I actually felt a lot better. I found out who my real friends were and I kind of got to realize who I am as a person as well.
but I can see the other side of it as like being isolated and not knowing what to do either. So I think it goes both ways with that as well.
I think some of the advantages for me, I definitely had more time to be able to focus on stuff that I was actually interested in, increase my skill set in those areas. But I think the disadvantages were in the virtual learning environment, I had to be around my siblings a lot, probably more than I would have preferred. There was always distractions present, and it was easy to just talk to them sometimes instead of like being present and doing the work. And that was just something else that I was able to observe and something I had to call out personally to be able to be more focused in virtual. So what were also some of the advantages and disadvantages with synchronous and asynchronous learning? Synchronous learning being done at the same time as the class is happening, and asynchronous while the class isn't in session.
I definitely prefer synchronous learning. With the asynchronous stuff, it's all on you, really, because it's even more so than usual. The amount of work that you put in is really going to be what you get out of it. And I don't know if I like trusting myself to do that fully all the time. You know, if you really wanted to, you could completely disappear from your school environment, which I think is a dangerous thing, especially for kids who have a lot to deal with outside of school or who don't have the same privileges that I had during that time. And it's good sometimes to be told what to do, specifically when it comes to the high school environment.
I do feel like when I was doing asynchronous learning, teaching myself the fundamentals of 7th and 8th grade was really difficult because it's the stuff you need to get into these schools. Teaching myself a new language or something I'm really interested in was so much easier. Teaching myself algebra was boring. Like, I really did not enjoy teaching myself these kinds of things. And then synchronous learning was difficult over Zoom calls because it really was still really teaching yourself, just hearing it from someone else's perspective, because they're not really there to help you out if you have a question. I mean, raising your hand doesn't always work. So I'm a little iffy on both because now I've done synchronous and asynchronous, and I can't really say which one I like more because it's all starting to feel like you're teaching yourself most of the time and you have in-person support, online support, or you have no support.
Now, what are some advantages and disadvantages of traditional in-person learning?
I think number one, it's just you're there and you're committed to doing the work there because you're absolutely not allowed to leave when you're in person in school. So the amount of commitment that you have when you're in person is unmatched when you're trusted, especially teenagers are trusted to do anything at all on their own. And then I would say the people who I only interacted with in school, those classmates that, you know, I sat next to or only talked to during calculus or something like that, I found I did not appreciate how much those people had an impact on my life, how much I enjoyed interacting with those people on a daily basis, because those aren't the type of people that you think of as your closest friends necessarily, but it makes you realize that those small interactions on a day-to-day basis really do have an impact on your life. And the social experience of just being in school and being with other kids your age and being able to have those small interactions that really can help you a lot.
I'm honestly nervous because I was so used to doing online school for literally a year and a half, and I had the opportunity to go back and I didn't, which I don't regret that. Not that it was so strict, but it was just like they couldn't go to the bathroom at certain times. It was just like too restricted in a way, but it makes sense because we're also in a pandemic and we don't want people getting sick. But I think the change is definitely going to be weird. Like waking up super early, I'm not excited for. I'm not sure if I'm going to like going back in person. I think I'm going to miss the advantages of doing online school, like making my own schedule and having the freedom of leaving a class early if I have a double period in science and we're done with the period, they won't make us stay and I can go and do some homework. But it's definitely going to be a big change for someone who has not actually been in a school building for so long. Honestly, I still feel like a freshman because I'm definitely going to get lost in the hallways and I don't know who to ask because everyone is going to be like, okay, we're all back here for the first time in so long. This is super weird. How are we going to do this?
I feel like another disadvantage I noticed is if I was having a hard day mentally, I could just leave my Zoom class. Just a small red button in the corner. And I could end my entire school day and just take a break or just not come back, which I don't recommend. But it was really easy to just say, I can't do this today. So I don't know if I have that resource anymore. And now going to school fully in person, if I could just like take time out of my day to completely de-stress from everything that's happened. So that's definitely going to be a small loss, but it also may be an advantage because it kind of forces me to deal with things in like a more productive manner
because normally if I would just shut off my Zoom call, I'd probably go to sleep. But now I have to like interact with a school counselor if I'm having a hard time or actually tell somebody. That'll definitely be an adjustment. I'm sure that in and of itself will have its own advantages.
I think some of the advantages with in-person is that the experience is more real. Whereas whenever you're completely virtual, it kind of puts like a blockage between learning and where you're actually at, which is at your house. So I think being in person kind of ups that, where what you're doing kind of seems more worth it in a way. And that's kind of why I would like to go back, and I'm excited to. But I think one of the disadvantages would be that it definitely takes up more time than virtual learning did, just because you have to wake up earlier and you kind of get home later. I think the transportation is what makes up a lot of the time. But I also noticed with some of the classes, they're longer than they need to be. In a virtual space, once you finish the classwork, you can just go away. In the classroom, you can't like leave the classroom. It's definitely different being in person.
What elements of virtual learning should be included in the future? Are there any elements that should not be used as well?
Something that our generation of students has had to grapple with in our learning experience is just the lack of separation between what you do at work or at school and when you come home. I mean, everything's so accessible all the time. Nothing's more stressful when you can like see your grades 24/7 when you're sitting at home, and you don't want to have that reminder sometimes if things aren't going so hot. That connection can certainly be valuable to have access to those things and to be able to email teachers at so many points of the day and be reached by your teachers in that way as well. But some part of me wishes that it wasn't such a continuous line from, you know, what you're doing at school to what you're doing at home, because sometimes it really can feel like you don't have that breathing room that you wish you had when everything is online anyway.
Virtual learning kind of forced me to have more connection to my teachers via email or Zoom call, and it kind of forced me to be a little more professional than I thought I could be. I had to learn email etiquette. I had to learn how to like look professional over Zoom. It just taught me a lot of things that I didn't think I would ever be using. So I do think things like that could continue in the future, because we don't know if something like this may happen again.
I honestly felt like a businesswoman, the way that I was reaching out to people and constantly going back and forth. And I have to say, this summer, I have been slipping a little bit. Constantly communicating with someone is like what I'm going to have to be doing when I'm in my 30s or in my 20s, or going back and forth with my teachers is how I'm going to be communicating with my professor in college. So I definitely agree that it did teach, I think, all of us some valuable skills on how to reach out and communicate with an authority figure.
In virtual learning, it really did help to learn how to reach out to adults outside of the classroom and how to format an email to them to ask a question. It's great because stuff like that would be really useful going past high school, whether it be in college or whenever you want to email your supervisor in the job you're in. And I think that was a beneficial part of virtual learning.
I kind of learned how to add a lot more expression to the things I say in email, but also in person, because talking behind a mask, you can't really tell if somebody's smiling, but also over email, it's really hard to tell if somebody's like angrily asking you to do something or positively doing something. Reminding people that they're doing a good job or reminding them to have a good day, just the really small stuff that I probably would not have considered without the pandemic really did make a huge difference. Or if I received an email that was like, I hope you're having a great day, just checking up on you. That made a huge difference, and I don't think it would have made that same difference if we weren't isolated from everybody else.
What is your ideal vision for school in the future? Think about the physical space, the technology used, online teaching methods, et cetera, et cetera.
Fox Chapel, we did the hybrid model for a while. I think for the last 2/3 of my junior year, I came in person 2 days a week and the rest was online. I know a lot of teachers and some students as well complained about the headache of that, you know, just in terms of organization of knowing when we're in person, when we're in school, and planning between the different days. But I think it might not be a terrible idea every once in a while to have a virtual day where you're still learning, you're still being active. So, you know, it's not a full day off, but you have that little more leeway to be at home and work at your own schedule a little bit. Even if it's just one Friday every couple weeks or something, having that one day where kids get to sleep in a little bit and stay at home and just log onto the Zoom classes, I think that could go a long way for some kids. There's been talk for kids having mental health days where, you know, they just take the day off. I think this might be a good alternative where it's sort of the meet in between of being fully in person and going to school and having one of those days where you just take the day off.
I definitely agree. We're all students. You all know that, like, sometimes you have one teacher that you just really need a break from every once in a while. So a part of my ideal space would be a few days of synchronous learning throughout the year, maybe even a week in total. Because you do need space to yourself. You do need time to teach yourself, but you also need time to, like, make sure you actually know the material and aren't just, like, blankly listening. Having less people in the classroom was a little better for me. Through email and through private Zoom meetings with my teachers, I felt like I understood the material a little better. I could just kind of shout out and ask any questions that I had, or if I really had something specific to talk about, I didn't have to wait the entire class period to ask that question. So I definitely would keep the whole social distancing and allowing less people in the classroom, because it makes you connect with all the people in your class as opposed to having 25. If you have 8, you know these people, you understand their ideas, and you're constantly talking to them. So that's probably something I would add.
Something that happened for, I think, most, if not all, Pittsburgh Public Schools students, we had What I Need Wednesday, and we would have to log into homeroom, and that was it. It was at, like, maybe 10 o'clock-ish. I'm not exactly sure the time, but it was nice because we got to sleep in, and then we had the opportunity to catch up on all of our work and make sure that a last final detail on a project was perfect, and just kind of have that break from our teachers and that break from just, like, the stress of online school. That was super helpful, and I think that they should continue it. And I think the teachers also enjoyed it too, because they didn't have to go into the building and they could stay at home as well, because it's stressful for teachers to have to go into school, teach to a computer, teach to in-person students. Everyone just needed a day to just have a break.
So during the school year, there was a lot of half days. I think they were on Wednesdays, like the last few months or so. And I think during in-person school, whenever there are half days, it would be good if there was, like, an option to stay at home since it's a half day and just complete the work asynchronously or online. I think that's something that would be beneficial, because it would save time and you wouldn't really be missing a lot. And anything that you're missing would just be completed online. That's something that I think would be a good add-on. Before we go, and because virtual learning will likely always be a part of our lives, share one tip from your own experience to get the most out of an online learning experience.
In a virtual experience, when you aren't able to rely on others as much to push yourself, you really have to make the effort to put in that extra 20% to push yourself and not let yourself down.
As long as you're pushing out the most work that you can at one point while still being mentally healthy and physically healthy, the world will take what you have. And you can always improve, but it's okay to be at your limit and stop. You don't have to push yourself super far.
I would say to keep yourself busy, whether that's reading a book or exercising, just keep your mind moving. So have some sort of motivation for you to want to reach your next goal, so you're not sitting in your own thoughts all the time.
I think it's important to go outdoors and sort of get away from this online environment all 24/7, because whenever you're on your computer 5 days a week for the virtual school year, it can definitely be a lot of just staying in one place and staring at your screen. So I think it's important to, whenever you go outdoors, whether it's going on walks, hanging out with your friends, just being out in the real world, it can really help you back whenever you're in that online learning experience.
Thanks to Morgan and Lance for joining us today.
This Youth Takeover edition of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast is a collaboration of Remake Learning, Knowledge Works, and SLB Radio Productions. Opinions solely reflect those of the individual speaking.
Remaking Tomorrow is powered by Remake Learning, a Pittsburgh-based network of people and organizations that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. Learn more at remakelearning.org.
Subscribe to the Remake Learning podcast called Remaking Tomorrow, wherever you look for podcasts. And I hope you enjoyed that episode. Hello to Melinda. Nice to have you tuned in. And also hello to Jeremy. Thanks for your kind notes. And Susie, I got yours too. You picked a great day to tune in, because Slim Forsythe is here. He's going to be playing in our next hour along with Gene Gelbloom. Stick around for that, broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. Tad Whistle is here filling in for Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City. Coming back soon, we hope, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47. Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
This old guitar climbed many mountains, and this old guitar crossed many seas, and every night as I lay dreaming, this old guitar lies next to me. We started on that road together, rolling down that long highway. Seen sunny days and inclement weather. One more time, let me hear you say, I'm just an old wooden box with some wires on the top, but you can hear every note of the blues in what I sing. Just hold me when you're down, Lord, and wrap your arms around and play that chord again. Let it ring, this old guitar's danced in heaven. This old guitar's run through hell. It keeps in tune most nights. It keeps a secret. It tells a story, Lord, and it tells it well. Too many times I've been abandoned. Too many times I'm just too blind to see. But every time and pack my suitcase, this old guitar starts to call in me. I'm just an old wooden box with some wires upon the top, but you can hear every note of the blues in what I sing. Just hold me when you're down, Lord, and wrap your arms around and play that chord again. Let it rain. This old guitar has been my savior. This old guitar's been there to see me through. And you never know these days about gods and lovers. But I know it all when I'm holding you. This old guitar, it keeps on ringing through. This old guitar looks like it's me and you. Like it's just me and you again. Yeah.
There, you've got Jonathan Edwards. Also, just released a... Oh, no, he didn't release a new CD. I'm thinking of John Sebastian, who came out with a new one not too long ago. Really excited to have Slim Forsyth with us. He's going to take